I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As the Islamic State takes credit for this week's attacks in Sri Lanka and Afghanistan, a secular report unveils a troubling issue. IS families in Syria long for the caliphate's return. What's more, the radical ideology embraced by ISIS exists in Lebanon's refugee camps, says Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama.
It's not openly talked about, but it's openly pursued by radical groups to get more people to join that way of thinking, and many do.
Wherever they appear, the terrorists inflict unimagined horrors on society, all in the name of Islam. Adama says the ideology appeals to desperate hearts with no alternatives. So Heart for Lebanon introduces another option, and that is the hope of Christ. This story is fleshed out at missionnews.org. And flannel graphs seem to be an old Sunday school tactic to act out Bible stories for kids. But for unreached people, they're a great resource regardless of age. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti.
I just got back from a trip to India and regions nearby, and one of the highlights of this trip was that we launched a new flannel graph resource, which is called the Sower Set. And this is done by a partner of ours, which is known as By Design Ministries International. As our focus is on unreached people groups, By Design has come up with a wonderful way to share the gospel message, starting with creation all the way to the ascension of Jesus in 10 stories.
Each flannel graph fits into a backpack, and that makes it easy for gospel workers to bring sets to remote villages. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.